Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Charlotte opened its doors and toasted the NASCAR Touring Series champions. The indoor season opened in Trenton, New Jersey, and we finally got the Snowball Derby in, and the winner, he's on a hot streak just as the cold weather sets in. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, December the 12th, 2016, from the shores of Lake Norman in Ray City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight. Now, from the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios, producer Jeff Gilder is with us. He's giving us four tires, fuel, and a round of wedge out for our run to the checkered flag until the top of the hour. Welcome all of you listening to us on Racers Reunion Radio. Good Monday evening to all of you. And if you would like to view us right now live, head on over to our Facebook page. We are Facebook Live on the Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds Facebook page. And our video will be up later on Racers Reunion as well as SpeedwayReport.com. So hello to all of you, whether you're watching us on television, listening to us on the radio. Thankful that all of you are joining us tonight. Speaking of joining us tonight, we got a usual good crowd in our RacersReunion.com chat rooms. We've got the stock car site and the drag racers site, both full throttle. I head on over to the stock car site, and I say hello to Billy, Danny, Jack. Coastal Jack is there as well, along with Larry Urey. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Racers Reunion Radio. On the drag site, gosh, they are in early tonight, gearing it up. Love to see everybody there. Barb is there, along with Bill Pratt. Jack is doing double duty. John Bachman in there. Thomas and Woody, they're getting ready for Racing and Rockin', which will be up at the top of the hour, 8 Eastern time, here on Racers Reunion Radio. A little reminder to you folks, you're watching us on television. If you are on our Facebook page, we'd appreciate a like. We like the little things in life. Give us a little click on that like button. And just to round out the social media universe, my Twitter handle is at Speedway Pat. Give me a follow because I like to talk racing 7 days a week, not just Monday nights. Let's head on over to the Victory Lane lap that Speedway reports on each and every Monday. It gives you the winners from the weekend. It's December the 12th. We have winners from last week. Yes, let's back this up several days. We talked about the Snowball Derby last Monday and the weather issues they faced. Well, if you have not been tuning in, Snowball Derby did get in at the Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. Super late models on pavement. 300 laps was rained out on Sunday. Postponed till Monday night. That was rained out again during our show last week. They finally raced it Tuesday evening of last week. Christian Eckes took the checkered flag there, and $20,000 for first place. Up in the Northeast, a little cold, a little snowy, a little rainy. What do? They go indoors. Trenton, New Jersey hosted indoor racing this past weekend. And on Friday night, Eric Rudolph, Ted Christopher, and Ryan Flores took night one at the Battle of Trenton. They hosted triple 20s for the three-quarter midgets. It was split between those three gentlemen, and Cale Ross won the Champ Kart main event. On Saturday night, they come back for the 40-lap main event for the three-quarter midgets. Rudolph liked Victory Lane so much on Friday night, he won it again on Saturday night. Anthony Reisner won the slingshot feature as the support race there. Now let's talk, lots to talk about this week. December 12th, off-season of racing. Doesn't seem to be a shortage of news. As I just told you, Christian Eckes won the Snowball Derby last Tuesday night down in Pensacola, because when you run the big super late model races, it isn't always a Tuesday night in December, I say sarcastically. If you look at Eckes last few weeks, let's back this up to the week before Thanksgiving down at the Myrtle Beach Speedway. I happened to go down there, visit our studios, and Jeff Gilder there saw the Myrtle Beach 400, which part of that program was a 225-lap race for the late model stock cars. Eckes won that one in a fender-banging duel with Josh Berry. Both of them run out of the Dale Earnhardt Jr. late model shop. Thanksgiving weekend up here closer to me in Kenley, North Carolina, the super late models were part of the Thanksgiving Classic at the Southern National Speedway. Excuse me, doubled up with the late model stock cars and the supers. Ecky's won that race as well, then cleans it up with the Snowball Derby. So he's got three major late model races in 3 weeks. That's a pretty good hot streak. And we haven't had that kind of big late model race type sweep of a driver in recent memory, something like that. And I remember over the years there have been lots of Thanksgiving weekend big races here, there, and this Thanksgiving Classic in Kenley is starting to gain some traction. A bigger race for the late model stock cars, they were the featured class. The Supers, somewhat of an undercard there with a lesser distance to run. Ecky's winner there nonetheless in the Super Late Model, so he's got the Myrtle Beach 400, the Thanksgiving Classic, and the Snowball Derby. Bang, 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 three big races, three big checkered flags in a row, and I don't see anything on the calendar for this coming weekend. Poor guys, we're all getting ready to rebuild their cars and put another log on the fire. Ecky's just a teenager still. He's looking for another late model race to tow to, so I guess he's probably pretty excited to get cranked up again in February for Speed Weeks at the short tracks down there. Last week here in the Charlotte area, we welcomed in NASCAR champions from everything but the three national series. We welcomed in the regional champions as well as the national champions. Let's run down the roll call here. Doug Kobe was the champion of the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. Todd Gilliland was the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West champ. Justin Haley won the K&N Pro Series East Division. Anthony Kumpen came over the pond as champion of NASCAR's Whelen Euro Series. Kaden Lapkevich was the champion of NASCAR's Pinty Series up in Canada. Burt Myers was the NASCAR Whelen Southern Modified Tour champ. And the national champion of the All-American Series was Matt Bowling. So those seven guys came to town, and NASCAR does do a good job of rolling out the red carpet and treating the short trackers well when they come here to Charlotte. Lots of dinners at the NASCAR Hall of Fame, tours, photo opportunities, fun activity, and banquets. Lucky us for Speedway Report and Racers Reunion Radio, I got to participate in some of this fun stuff last week. Last Thursday, I spent the day at the GoPro Motorplex here in Mooresville. Go-kart track, about a three-quarter mile long. Lots of fun times out there. And let me set up the scenario for you. There was a practice session, about a two-hour long, hour and a half, something like that, session early in the morning for the professional drivers, as well as guys like me, the media that joined them for the race. I think they paired us up there pretty close, 7 and 7. Might have had a few other media guys that stepped away, but there was about, you know, a little bit under 20 of us total, the media guys and the professional race car drivers. We had a qualifying session, and then we were paired up, like media and a driver were paired up, and we ran a Monza-style race where the race car driver, one of these champions, ran the first part of the race. We came in at halfway. It was a 30-minute race, timed race. So they raced 15 minutes. They got the halfway signal, and we had live pit stops right in the middle of this race. Driver got out. Race car driver got in. Media member got buckled into the cart, and they took off for the second part of the race. That was part of the race format. And after that, the race car drivers got together and had their own race that they ran. Well, how did Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report do, you may ask? How did he make out against all these guys? Well, let's back it up a little bit. We'll start with practice at the GoPro Motorplex. It's pretty casual. Race car drivers were allowed to change, put on their uniforms, their helmets, their gloves that they all brought with them, and head out and practice. And the media guys, well, they had helmets and collars for our neck and head socks for us. They said, yeah, you guys just buckle up too and go out. So their time comes to start practice. We head out to our meeting room. You know, I'm talking with the guys. Everybody's, you know, yakking and visiting with other media members, other drivers. It's a great time. And we get buckled into our carts, get buckled up, get the helmets on, and off we go. And I was not the first guy off of pit road. We each had an assigned cart. But there was a group ahead of me, and they took off. And I don't know how many there were, four, five, six, we'll call them. I don't even know who they were, if they were media guys or race car drivers. I'm suspecting they're race car drivers. Why? Because we went around the first turn, and this group of drivers absolutely disappeared on me, and I had no idea where they went until they came up behind me again. Then I knew where they were and who they were, because I could see their numbers and their sponsors go by me on the racetrack. About the second straightaway I hit on this go-kart track, I realized why they drive race cars and I talk and write about race cars. But off they went. And they clocked us. We had transponders on each cart, so it was a timed course. If you ever watch the board in a professional motor race, either during practice qualifying or the actual race itself, you can see the lap times click off amongst all the cars and the drivers, and it's clocked pretty easily. We had exact same technology working with us in that. So there was no hiding with that transponder as to how quick or how slow you were. And fortunately, I was able to not be the slowest guy of the day. I was able to beat one media member by just a little bit. However, to make an even number of drivers between the professional race car drivers and the media members, one of those media guys dropped out, which was the slowest. So we paired us up. Their format was quickest race car driver with slowest media member. I had the head-hanging, shameful honor of being the slowest media member, paired with the quickest race car driver, who was the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West champ, Todd Gilliland. He comes from great stock, as his grandfather is Butch Gilliland from the West Coast, famous Winston West driver, and David Gilliland is his dad, who we know from the Busch Series and Sprint Cup Series here on the East Coast, as he's made a good run with us. You made a good career out here. So Todd is on the pole. Todd Gilliland is on a pole, and he takes off. He gets passed early on, and he comes running second and third most of this segment as the seven guys string out and race upon themselves. He barely gets by the third place guy up into second place when the driver swap occurs. So he comes onto pit road in second place. We do our driver swap. I think we left in third. We were a little slower on the driver swap than what we needed to. And at the end of the day, I was hoping just not finish last. I finished sixth out of the seventh, so I upheld the honor of Speedway Report not being the last place guy. That media driver race was won by the pair of Matt Bowling, who won the All-American National Series champion in the late model stock cars, and Kyle Ricci. He was paired with Kyle Ricci from MRN. Ricci is a little bit of a ringer. He has won this race before, and he knew exactly how to get around the GoPro Motorplex. I will not be participating next year until I do a lot of practicing ahead of time, and I will be doing a lot of practicing ahead of time. Anthony Kumpen, who is a native of Belgium and champ of the NASCAR Euro Series, won the driver's race that took place a little later on that afternoon. Moving on to their activities, that took place on Thursday was all the go-kart action. Matt Bowling was honored on Friday night at the NASCAR Hall of Fame for his national championship. Oh, I want to back up a little bit, talk about Todd Gilliland, my partner and driver for this race. This word gets to him, I want to thank him for being such a good sport, as being such a quick driver, and still smiling and laughing and having a good time with paired up with a slow media member. So thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. And on to the banquet on Saturday, which honored the Touring Series champions. I was honored to be part of that and attend on Saturday. Everybody got to speak as far as their championship honorees, and they all had a little bit of emotion and a little different angle to their speeches on that. Doug Kobe, I'd like to talk about him first. He is now a four-time champ of the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour and the first guy to win it three in a row since the format was introduced in 1985. The tour concept came into place in around 1982. It was also combined with the regional points as well. And the format in which it is now, I believe, was established in 85. We did, if I remember right, a track champion tour of champions in 84, which was a little varied on that, something different in 83. And in 85, we went back to the touring concept, and it has been that way ever since. So since in 1985, you think of the names of Stefanik, Ruggiero, Evans and Cook. Richie Evans had passed away by then, by the end of 85. Jerry Cook had been retired for a few years. So in this current format, Kobe's the first guy to win three in a row. So big, big hat tip to him. incredible job of driving by Kobe this year. He's got four plaques in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Very impressive run for him, and also a friend of our show in Speedway Report. Todd Gilliland, we talked about his heritage a few moments ago, gave a very short speech, but to the point. It was great to see all three generations of Gillilands there. David was there, as well as Grandpa Butch, in the ballroom there, and enjoyed the evening. And when you see that family connection there, it's kind of like a common factor in all of motorsports, in all of racing. Justin Haley was the champ of the K&N East Cars with Harry Scott Jr.'s racing team. He's a guy, makes me look tall. Short little guy, young guy, but good-looking fella. And he bragged a little bit about his prowess with the ladies. I like to have a little personality in these. You've been on these banquets before. We've all heard them. You're at dinner, and guys will come up there and rattle off the sponsors and their crew. But there was some great stories to be told. So it's good to have Haley have a little personality too, which is pretty cool to him. Anthony Kumpen had a great story living over in Belgium. And he had a poor race one time over the summer. And he didn't drive very fast, didn't go very fast, and it had a poor finish. And he texted his wife for support on the way home. And she said, texted him back, a little busy right now, cleaning up the house. So he gets home on Monday, and his trophy room with all his helmets and fire suits and trophies is gone. It's empty. There's nothing in there. And he says to his wife, "What happened? Where is everything?" She told him, he says, "Hey, you don't have see a helmet on me while I drive to the mall." And that's about how fast he was driving in that race. So the wife really dug her claws into him, told him, "Hey, you want to win this championship? Get up on it, brother." Yeah, step on it a little bit. That provided some pretty good inspiration for him to win the Euro Championship. Caden Lapkevich had a great story from the Pinty Series. He barely made it to all the races. They went to the first race, went to the second race, and the third race for the series came along, and I believe they were out of money and had problems with the hauler. The race was rained out, postponed a few weeks. They were able to get to that race with the rainout story and just kept leading the points. And they won one race to the next, and Lapkevich winning the NASCAR Pinty Series. Burt Myers spoke from the heart. He had bullet points on the teleprompter. I did take a peek. He was not reading a speech. He talked about how much family means to them, the good Lord above, how blessed he is, and his crew. And just as we all know, the Myers have such a long history with NASCAR and stock car racing. And he really took the Southern Modified Championship out in style, as the Northern and Modified Championships are now paired together to one, basically ending the Southern Modified Tour from NASCAR. All of them, every driver that I just named, recognized how the sacrifices their family and their crews get up, recognize that all of them hold other jobs, are not professional crew members. They give up their volunteer time, their vacation time, sick time, and make it to the racetrack each and every week. Every single driver that spoke acknowledged their crews and how important they are. Some of the sponsors that really struck me as impressive were the national names of some like K&N Filters, Napa Auto Parts, going to a short track regional level and supporting these series so well. I think that's wonderful that companies like that, as big as that can sponsor, you know, really, I think are big enough to be on the side of a cup car. NASCAR's Premier Series are involved so heavily in the short track world that these corporations are. And then there's companies that you wouldn't think is Fortune 500 companies, I don't believe they are, but are very greatly involved with short track racing and understand the value of sponsorship and dollars spent and return on investment in the short track world and the grassroots world versus the big stage of IndyCar or NASCAR Sprint Cup, what have you. You've got Whelen Engineering and Phil Kurz, so deeply involved with the short track world, and Doug Dunleavy in Dunleavy's Truck and Trailer Service, very deeply involved, up to his elbows in modified cars and New England short track racing. These two companies, Whelen and Dunleavy's Truck and Trailer, so valuable to the short track world. And these are the types of companies that really, really make the auto racing world go around. A company like Monster is wonderful to have as a sponsor for NASCAR's Premier Series, the kind of money that it brings in. Sprint, Winston, they're great for that level. Even more so, have these companies involved in the short track world and at grassroots level. Tomorrow here in Mooresville is Stocks for Tots at the NASCAR Technical Center, Mooresville, North Carolina. If you are in the area and can make it, we are collecting toys for some underprivileged children, as well as drawing attention to the situation of abused children in the area. Some children are not as blessed and as fortunate as my kids and so many of us are in our families and are going through a tough time. We're trying to raise awareness for a bad situation, as well as collect some toys for some folks that are not as fortunate as we are. So Stocks for Tots tomorrow night, I believe it begins at 5 in the afternoon at the NASCAR Tech Center. As far as myself, I will begin the day about around 1 o'clock at the North Carolina Auto Racing Hall of Fame in the Lakeside Park in Mooresville. Be gathering with some of the veterans and experienced folks of stock car racing. Then we'll mosey our way over to the NASCAR Tech Center around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock for Stocks for Tots tomorrow evening. That's Tuesday. If you are around, look for me. I'll have the Speedway Report shirt and logos on. Just tap me on the shoulder and introduce yourselves. A lot of the A-listers from NASCAR will be there, from current stars, Ryan Newman will be there. I know Brad Keselowski will be there. Joey Logano, I believe. You'll have a full Penske driver lineup. The King, Richard Petty, will be there. And my name doesn't belong with those guys, but we'll be there doing our part, interviewing some drivers, and maybe writing a good story that comes out of this one for SpeedwayReport.com. A little bit of scuttlebutt. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been cleared to race. He will head to the Daytona 500. However, Alex Bowman will race the 88 in the Clash at Daytona in February. Two-time Indy 500 starter Herm Johnson passed away last week. I remember him running Indy cars in the 1980s. Rest in peace and prayers out to his family. And on a brighter note, happy birthday today to Emerson Fittipaldi, a young spry 70 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Emo. Many happy returns, and thanks for the memories for over the years. Everyone in between our broadcast, keep up on the world of auto racing with SpeedwayReport.com. The Speedway Report TV replays will be posted on the site there, so you can catch a video run of this as a repeat. And on the top ribbon, just click on the TV button, and there you go. You can watch our shows as well as past ones on demand. Vicki Miller, Steve Zonger, and myself, along with Paul Bloffus, have some columns there. I posted one last week comparing the 3 7-time NASCAR Cup champions, Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Jimmy Johnson. It's up right now on SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. You can hear more from the Racers Reunion family on the Goat Rodeo at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow with Racing Through History. Hey to everyone on our stock car site and drag racing site. Glad you all could tune in and chime in with your comments and thoughts. And ask you, if you tuned in late, you would like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report or any of our Racers Reunion programs, you just hit up the Listen Now button. You can go to SpeedwayReport.com. Racers Reunion Radio is playing just all the time there, 24/7. We're rerunning the shows, the live programs from Monday and Tuesday, and then we carry them right through the week, and then we pick it up live again on Monday. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. But I don't go anywhere. BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with DragList.com. A reminder to like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and you can follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back in 1 week with racing's hot topics. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live and Racers Reunion Radio. Good night.